This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toro. Are you listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity? Today I'm here with Simon Smart. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Justine.
And this week we're talking about amortality. So as we learned last time, this is a term coined by the writer Catherine Mayer, as she observed the way that people are living today in the West. So last time we talked about how amortality is where adults tend to act the same from adolescence to the grave and generally don't want to acknowledge death. So, Simon, take it from there.
Yeah, that's right. As I was reading about this, I was reminded of a thing that stood out in my mind from a few years ago. I was living in Vancouver and I'd been to the local Olympic swimming pool to swim a few laps, and I met this old guy who must have been at least 70, but he had the body of a very fit 30-year-old. He was really trim, he was really muscly and strong and unbelievably fit. He just pounded out a few Ks in the pool and was no doubt on his way to, you know, mountain bike up the hill or something. this guy was living life right to the finish line and at full speed.
Yeah, wow, okay. So, I mean, it sounds fair enough in some ways. You know, we just look at that and we're like, wow, good for him. Mm. So is this what amortality is mostly about? Is it older people living life to the full well into old age?
It's related to that, and people are living much older now, and many are fit enough and active enough to do that very well. And that's great. I think this is a positive aspect of this phenomenon that Catherine Mayer has identified. But amortality is much more than this. It's about the crunching together of what used to be different stages of life. So there used to be clear ways of sort of living within those stages, that distinction seems to have disappeared. So Catherine Mayer, she wrote the book Amortality, The Pleasures and Perils of Living Agelessly, says that it's more than just the ripple effect of baby boomers resisting the onset of age. She says it's created by this intersection of that trend with a massive increase in life expectancy and a deep decline in the influence of religion. And she adds, rather charmingly, all viewed through the blue haze of Viagra. she says amortals live among us in their teens and 20s. They seem sort of old and experienced, and later in life they look young and dress younger. They have kids early or late. They just decide themselves, sometimes very late or not at all. And their emotional lives, she says, are as chaotic as their financial planning. But the defining characteristic of amortality is to live in the same way, at the same pitch, doing and consuming much of the same things from late teens right up until death.
Okay, so can you name some examples of amortals that we would all know?
People like Mick Jagger, the old rocker, Simon Cowell, Madonna, who just seems to, you know, never age.
She's a vampire, I'm sure.
Nicholas Sarkozy, Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook. She says he seems to be determined to remain a student geek until the end of his days. Richard Branson, Hugh Hefner of the Playboy Mansion. I'd probably add Shane Warne into that. He's sort of looking younger and trimmer. And
it's interesting that all the people that you mentioned are famous, but they're also quite rich as well. So I'm sure it's something that, I mean, if you need a whole team of people to make you look younger. Interesting.
Definitely. It's definitely a Westerner, and I'd say a wealthy Westerner's
It's a privilege, basically.
It is.
Yeah. So you mentioned the loss of organised religion. Now, why is that relevant to this discussion?
Well, Mayer says that amortals don't just dread extinction, they deny it. So this is a culture of wealthy Westerners. They're finding ways to hold back the tide of aging, pouring money into radical life-enhancing technologies, as they're called. Mm. But it might also, and she suggests this, represent a loss of the rhythm of life, the transition towards maturity and age that we used to think was fitting and appropriate. We all become old. Our bodies do start to let us down. Eventually we die. Perhaps an important part of life is lost when we deny these stages of life. It's sort of the journey through life and through these stages. And there's also, of course, the consideration of where that journey takes us. If it's only to a termination and nothing more, then this sort of striving for eternal youth, doomed as it might be fitting. You know, good idea. But if our journey is actually towards eternity, then that's, of course, the theological, the religious question. Then other serious questions need to be addressed. And that's when Christian believers, like myself, think that Christianity has some vital things to say once we start asking those questions. It might be that this phenomenon of amortality is actually suppressing what are vitally important questions for all human beings to ask.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.